Another SPAC goes live on the New York Stock Exchange today. Today it's Wallbox. They are an EV charging tech provider. And we have the CEO of Wallbox with us today, Eric Asuncion. Thank you for joining us. And tell us about your company. This is an exciting time for EV, lots of players, but maybe a little bit of consolidation as well. Tell us your company story.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today launching our company in the New York Stock Exchange. It's a dream of me. And you know, at Wallbox, we do two things. One is we charge electric cars. So we make a box that you put in your wall to charge your electric car. And two, we do energy management. And with energy management, we mean that we manage your energy at home, so you save money.
And Anne-Marie, when we think about the charging stations for homes, obviously, certainly something that's necessary in terms of the infrastructure in order to get to accelerate EV adoption. And yet you've got a lot of people who don't live in single family homes, who don't necessarily have access to the plug-in the way those who own these homes do. How are you thinking about the opportunity in that part of the market?
Yeah, so what's most important is that 97% of installations lie ahead, so there's a lot of growth coming, and 80% of charging happens at home. And here's where we dominate today. But of course, we also have our software and hardware solutions for semi-public locations like condominiums, companies, fleets, and also we have public charging and ultra-fast charging. So we cover the whole suite of products worldwide.
Enrique, I understand you used to work at Tesla and you started Wallbox in 2015. I'm wondering how your product compares with the Tesla Powerwall. Lots of hype around that, especially given the fact that it's Elon Musk. How does your product fit into the landscape here along with your competitors?
So the key is energy management. And when you buy an electric car, your home consumption doubles. So what we make sure is that you are not going to pay double of electricity. So we charge when energy is cheaper because in many countries, actually in almost every country, the price of the energy changes by the hour. Two, we change when energy is renewable or when you have solar power. And three, we even have products that allow you not only to charge your car, but also discharge your car and use your EV battery as a battery for the home, which can power your home for 4 days.
Where does the technology stand right now on how quickly things can charge? I mean, we've obviously heard of these chargers, that superchargers that allow for a full charge or 80% of a charge within a 30-minute span. But, you know, some would argue that it needs to be faster than that in order to accelerate adoption. Where do you think things are going to stand a few years from now in terms of how quickly these cars can be charged through your stations or your charging
technology? So we recently announced Hypernova. It's a 350 kilowatt charger, which can charge your car in 15 minutes, which is super fast. We are going to start producing this charger in our factory in Arlington, Texas, at the second half or end of next year. So really, really excited to bring this product in the U.S.
You just mentioned your facility in Texas, slated to begin production in 2022, but you've also got manufacturing happening in places like China and Europe. What do you see as the mix moving forward? As you know, you've got an administration that is really pushing for manufacturing back at home, especially when it comes to the green economy.
Yeah, so we are seeing it everywhere, massive growth in all countries. Wallbox is present today in 80 countries in the world, so we sell in China, in Europe, and in the U.S., but we expect this year that the U.S. is going to be our biggest market in terms of sales as a country level. So we are seeing an exponential growth here in the U.S. We are actually today Amazon's bestseller and Amazon's choice. It's a small part of our sales, but it gives you an idea on how well received our products in this market.
I want to ask you one more question here before we go. We've been talking a lot about the infrastructure plan. We just heard President Biden speak about that. What are your thoughts on the rollout, some of the provisions in the infrastructure bill, as we know it, of course, hasn't been finalized yet, that would help companies like yours and the distribution and building out of the power network necessary for EVs?
So what we deliver here is the hardware and the software to the charge point operators. So we sell the technology that makes public charging reliable, fast, and affordable. And you know, we see a lot of potential with these infrastructure bills, but this is something we are seeing everywhere in the world. And actually, most of these plans are focused on selling EVs, and chargers grow faster than EVs, so it's really, really good for us. But the key here is that we provide the technology for the charge point operators, for the owner operators, and also for the people that want to charge at home or at work.
Enric Ascensión, Wallbox CEO and co-founder, great to have you on today, and congratulations on the listing.